PlaceToBeNation.com. Chad Campbell here with the latest Pod Blast. Today I'm going to be talking about the King of DDT final show that happened from Currican Hall on June 25th, 2017, which is the same day this show is released. And I don't know if this was just the fact of the stars aligning, because I've been so into the DDT product so far this year. I really fell in love with DDT, much in the same way I fell in love with Dragon Gate last year. But to me, this was a show of the year contender. I mean, I think there was only one quote-unquote great match on the show, which was the main event, which we'll get into later. But it's just a show to watch from start to finish. I had a better time with this show than something like Dominion or Wrestle Kingdom, which may sound a little controversial, but just for what I look for in a wrestling show of great variety, quick watch, but also some really strong wrestling along with storyline advancement, this show to me hit on all cylinders. So let's go through the show proper. I'm kind of going to lump in. There's two comedy matches on the show. One was the opener, and one was the right before intermission match. So I'll kind of lump those together. The opener was Rocky Kawamura, Saiki Akai, and Antonio Honda versus Toru Awashi, Harada Collection AT, and Somo Takao. This was fun. I mean, 7 minutes, not a whole lot going on. Rocky doing his Rocky gimmick, as you might have guessed if you're unfamiliar with the product. Just a good, solid comedy opener. Made me laugh a few times, which is about all you can ask for in those type of matches. Now, the pre-intermission match was Sanshiro Takagi versus Danshoko Dino, Super Saisadango Machine, and Ken Oka. And I thought this was honestly an excellent comedy match. A bevy of referees ran in when Takagi had the pinfall on his opponents, mostly Machine, and they'd count 1, 2, and then give Takagi the double bird, much in the same way Vince McMahon gave Steve Austin the double bird at Over the Edge 1998 or whatever, and it was just hilarious each time. And then kind of the peak of this whole thing was Toru Awashi coming out in the world's smallest referee shirt, and he ends up counting the pinfall. So, again, a really strong comedy match. I mean, June 1st honestly probably one of my favorite comedy matches in wrestling history, with Takagi versus Minoru Suzuki at the Tokyo Dome. But for just kind of a straight comedy match inside of a ring that's not one of these sprawling street DDT type productions, this was really, really solid stuff. So now let's back up and go to the King of DDT semifinal matches. And as I talked about in the first Pod Blast I ever did, all four of these guys had a rightful kind of track to the Peter Pan main event. So it was very interesting to see who advanced. In the first match, we had Shinjiro Iri versus Hiroshima. This match only went 2 minutes and 47 seconds. I'd say 2017 has been a really strong year in the wrestling world for short matches. I would probably have this slightly behind both the Hiromu Takahashi and Kushida match at Sakura Genesis, as well as certainly behind Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar from WrestleMania. But for those three kind of sub 5 minute matches that we've had so far this year, that's a really strong trifecta. And I thought this was a really good match for what they did with the time. They went all out, brawling into the crowd, some back and forth. It looked like Erie had the match at hand, and Hiroshima is able to roll him up in kind of a flash pin, to the shock of the crowd, to the shock of the Twitter universe that was watching this live. And once again, Erie is unable to beat Hiroshima. As we've seen, and as I'll get to in the main event, Hiroshima has really kind of fell into that ace gatekeeper type role, where he's no longer the main focal point of the promotion, but he's still really strong and somebody that you can build your next generation stars to have really strong wins against. We saw that with Takeshita at Judgment. We saw that tonight with Endo. And I'm hoping, and I think it'll happen, we'll see it with Erie, maybe even at Peter Pan. I think that would be a great semi-main event match and would provide an opportunity for Erie to finally get that big singles win over Hiroshima. Our second semifinal match was a match I really adore. This is the type of match that is not going to be on any match of the year candidate list. If I had to put a star rating on it, it's probably 3.5, 3.75, something around that area. But it was Aikido versus Tetsuya Endo. It went about 11 minutes and 30 seconds and mainly consisted of Aikido just destroying Endo's leg, and he did a fabulous job. Aikido, I think, is so incredibly underrated. He can really work a limb. It's always engaging. It always makes sense, and this was one of his standout performances of what I've seen in 2017 from him, as he really decimated Endo's leg, which played into the final wonderfully. And it was just a great kind of dissection of that leg, utilizing different moves, always putting the leg at the focal point. And then the finish I thought was just brilliant, and actually something that I've never seen, where Aikido has a figure four leg lock on, and Endo was able to stand up from that position and do a roll up with the leg still grapevined in the figure four position. It looked really neat, looked really powerful by Endo, and really crafty, kind of like almost like a World of Sport type escape. Just something very unique that I've never seen before. Great way to keep Aikido strong and show that he really decimated Endo's leg, which would play a factor into the final, but also make Endo look brave in overcoming that and finding a way to still win. The next couple of matches I'll kind of lump together. They were six-man and tag matches. Both were solid stuff, you know, went a few minutes, nothing too crazy, but really kind of solid stuff. The first one was the KOD six-man tag championship match. You had Makata Oshii, Shunma Kasamado, and Mao versus Kudo, Yuki Sakaguchi, and Masahiro Takahashi. This was NWA as the pop group, the former group I said. And we get new champions as Takahashi beats Oishi. And this was, again, really solid match. Nothing too crazy, but just you know, a solid mid-card three-star match that you're not going to be offended with. I really like Katsumata and Mao on the youngster squad. And Yukio Sakaguchi is still one of my favorite kind of sleazy shoot-style guys. And they did announce the six-man title defense that would happen at Peter Pan. So it's going to be your new champions versus Antonio Honda, Dick Togo, and I'm sorry, the third person's escaping me now, but I did think that looked like a pretty interesting matchup on paper and something I was excited about to fill out that mid-card on Peter Pan. The first match coming out of intermission was Daisuke Sasaki and Mad Polly from the Damnation faction versus Kaz Hayashi and Kazuki Ishii. This had a neat kind of premise of Ishii on a little bit of a losing streak and resorts back to Kaz Hayashi, who is one of his trainers in the All Japan Dojo, to help him out. And Ishii's able to get back on the winning side and defeat Polly, the big monster, in around 11 minutes. I thought this, again, was good, solid tag team wrestling. Told a good story with Ishii. Ishii, I think, is one of the more sympathetic figures, kind of one of the fan favorites from the people that follow DDT, especially stateside and in Europe. And he had a really good showing here. It was nice to see Kaz Hayashi mix it up with some of these guys as well. And I hope he is back at some point. And then we also, Yasu Yurano is going to be the third man on the team challenging for the six-man belts. I knew it'd come to me at some point. We get our semi-main event. Oh, and I would be remiss. One more thing. So Ishii did pin a Mad Polly, and that allows him to get his right to challenge armband. The semi-main event was Konosuke Takeshita and Diego versus Mike Bailey and Katsuyota Higuchi. Bailey has really kind of, came into his own with this cocky new character. He does a mocking clap of Takeshito. He has the KOD open weight title defense coming up at the first, I think it's July 2nd is when that match is taking place. I'm really looking forward to that match. I think it could be really good. I watched Hiroshima versus Mike Bailey's KOD match from January 3rd a couple of days ago and thought that was really good. And I think with Bailey's added character work that he's had since the beginning of the year, that'll only emphasize the stakes and the storyline of the match going in July. So this match kind of continues on that pace as Bailey had pinned Takeshita in a previous tag match. Here he pins Diego in around 12 minutes, and it was an excellent finishing move where Higuchi had Diego up in the Canadian backbreaker maneuver, and Mike Bailey does the shooting star knees off the top rope onto Diego. Just a devastating looking finish. Really popped the crowd, popped me watching. Really solid stuff overall. This is, I've put about 3.5 stars. Just a really good tag match. Higuchi and Takeshita going after each other. Yeah, two big hosses. I mean, that feels like your kind of DDT money match of the next 10 years, maybe. Because Higuchi's fairly young. Takeshita, we know he's 22 and the ace of the company, which is amazing. And Takeshita's really now presenting himself with a lot of poise, where when he takes pinfalls, it means a lot. And when he's not involved, he still feels like kind of the most important guy of his tag team, and being able to lead the all-out unit, and kind of in the same vein as like a Misawa in 1992, 1993, how now he was the captain of the group and really coming to his own as this ace role within the promotion. So after this match happens, Ishii, who just won that armband that I just talked about, comes out and says he's going to cash in over whoever wins the title match between Bailey and Takeshita at the July 20th Kirk and Hall show. So that should be a great match. I mean, obviously, I think Takeshita is going to beat Bailey, and he'll face Ishii on July 20th. I think he'll beat Ishii, of course, too. But that's two kind of exciting matches on the bridge to Peter Pan, as you have 2 months now until we get to Peter Pan and to kind of build out cards and have some interesting things going on. Until then, I think they did a really good job there, and I'm really looking forward to Ishii versus Takeshita, what I think will happen on July 20th at Currican Hall. That leads us right into our final, Hiroshima versus Tetsuya Endo. The winner of this match is the King of DDT 2017 and also is in the main event match at Peter Pan. So here we go. Endo comes in with the leg and knees that are hurting, and Hiroshima goes after it. Some great, great work by him. Actually walking on the legs of Endo, kicking away. Some brilliant facials, I thought, from Hiroshima in this match, where you saw him. They do a great near fall off the running knees, where Endo is just able to get his hand on the rope. And in the Kenny Omega Okada hour-long draw, once Omega hit the one-winged angel, that was a near fall to me that I didn't really like in real time, because I thought that Okada was too close to the rope, so I could see what was going to happen. This one I bought more. I mean, even though Endo was close to the ropes here, I actually bought it as a finish until Endo reached the ropes. But even beyond that, I thought that Hiroshima's facial expressions after he realizes that are just incredible. It's just a 1 to 2 second clip that you see his face, but I'd recommend going back and watching that, because you can just see he just has a, oh crap, I didn't pull him out, just he knows this was his best chance. And just incredible facial work by Hiroshima, who again is really relishing this role. I mean, I would compare him to kind of how Tanahashi is in New Japan right now, where he's had his day in the sun, he's kind of dropped back a little bit, but to me, I enjoy him in this role more as well. Endo, I thought, sold the leg incredibly well throughout the match. He's able to overcome. When he did use the legs, he sold it after the move. And it comes down to, Hiroshima sort of bullying him up with forearms. Endo fires back. He knows this is his chance. He headbutts Hiroshima down, gets him up and then hits a beautiful shooting star press to win. And now we have our main event set up after their hour-long draw in April. It'll be Endo versus Takeshita, I assume, at Peter Pan. And that sets the card up for a lot of good stuff underneath. I mean, we don't know what Shuji Ishikawa's going to be doing. We don't know what Hiroshima's going to be doing. We don't know what Eri's going to be doing. So Higuchi, Mike Bailey. I mean, a lot of guys still kind of hanging out in the periphery that we can fill out that Peter Pan undercard. So, again, in closing, I mean, easy thumbs up show. I thought this was a breeze to get through. I think if you're a fringe DDT fan, this is certainly one to check out in full. I think if you're someone that's looking to, hey, let me give DDT a chance, this is a great one to jump in on. With DDT Universe, you get a month free. So I think that's a great thing where if you do subscribe to the service today and watch this show, you get this show free. You get all those Kurikan show next month for free. And then, you know, if you did want to subscribe and re-up, you would get the August stuff, which August has Peter Pan, which is their biggest show of the year, as well as their Beer Garden shows, which is 9 shows in 7 days. So you're going to be getting a ton of content from now through August 25th from DDT for about $7.50 if you sign up today and utilize that first month free. So great, great deal. I'm all in on this promotion right now. I love it, love it, love it. By far my favorite promotion going. Really only probably CWF Mid-Atlantic is close at this point. But those are the two promotions where I sit down and just want to consume as much content from them as I can. So again, you know, thumbs up show, and I can't wait to see what happens in the future as far as DDT is concerned. All right, placetobenation.com. Thank you for listening again. This is Chad Campbell signing off.